Today, we are taking a look at the long-term agricultural weather forecast for the rest of January and right on through February and March. It's bitter cold, of course, this week, but the National Weather Service is calling for the next 2 weeks to bring temperatures back to normal or perhaps a bit below normal. Precipitation for the remainder of January should be about average. The month of February in the Shenandoah Valley should be slightly colder than we usually see, and precipitation should be about normal. Numerous winter storms are possible in February. And then for the month of March 2024, farmers in the Shenandoah Valley can expect temperatures to be slightly warmer than usual with average precipitation. Bottom line, for soil moisture, we should go into the spring of 24 in pretty good shape. New data provided by the most recent agricultural census indicates we are seeing more young and beginning farmers entering the field of agriculture. That's according to Tony Dorn of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, who provides us with an explanation for the term beginning farmer.
By definition, a new beginning farmer is anyone who has farmed for 10 years or less. And based on the 2017 Census of Agriculture, the producers who identified as beginning farmers accounted for 27% of the country's producers, and there were 3.4 million producers of agriculture according to the 2017 Census of Agriculture.
Dorn says, in general, beginning farmers do represent a younger generation.
Those farmers were an average age of 46.3. That's much younger than the average age of all farmers, which is 57.5 years old.
Tony Dorn of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all around our region at onthefarmradio.com. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.